Rabbanan. Eilu brachis sha'adam sheiche ben ba'oveis t'chilo v'soif. These are the brachis that a person bows down ba'oveis t'chilo v'soif, ba'ido t'chilo v'soif. And the Meiri says the inyan of shchiyah is la'idiyah she'tzoyich ha'adam la'oirer atzmoy be'kavone yeseire b'mkoymais eilu. Chazal wa machayev shchiyah ishtachavoye, so that means there's a greater necessity for his oiris for kabbana. Vimbo la shayach besoif kol bracha u bracha, or betchila kol bracha bracha, melam de maisai shala yishre. We had in Taisvisi that's merzi ki yuare, or is mevatel takonas chazal. Rashi says, tchila besoif bemoidim u lecha noel ahoidis. The Bir Aloche in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel is not clear what Rashi means. Why does Rashi say Ulechon No Lohaydis? The Shri is by not by Ulechon No Lohaydis, it's by Baruch Ato Hashem. So he's mitzadeh that Rashi taka holds nitazoi, that you're not shoyche by the Baruch, you're shoyche by Ulechon No Lohaydis. Or maybe Rashi is lavdavke, and Rashi holds the Shri is by Baruch Ato Hashem. Is mesupik pshat in Rashi. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, Hedyit Kemoisha Amarno. A Hedyit, the Shchiyas of a Hedyit, as we said before, by Ovis Chilavasoif, Eidot Chilavasoif. Koyin Godel, Besoif, Kol Brocha Ubrocha. The Koyin Godel was Shoiche, Besoif, Kol Brocha Ubrocha. Rashi says, Kayin Godel b'soif kol broche, kol ma'ashuhu godel b'yoyser, the greater a person is, tzorich lachnia ulahashpil atzmai. He has to be machnia himself more. It could be the reason is, there's a Meiri over here, the Meiri explains it a little differently. Shekol shema'losoi g'doylo mishar b'nei odom, the greater the person has a mila over someone else, midas hadin misucha kenegdoi. The greater the person is, the more that is expected from the person. Umefashfeshes b'maisav yoiser. And if the midas hadin is greater, so there's a greater dikto kamaisim. Lefikach tzorech lahash b'latzma yoiser mishal b'nei odom. So therefore, he has to be mashpil himself more than other people, because he's being nidain. The greater the person is, the greater the midas hadin is mesucha kenegdoi. Could be Rashi means a different svare, since he was given godless, so al tzakoras hatoiv, he received more from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so he has to be machnia himself, because he received more, so he's more indebted to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is by Kohen Gadol. V'hamelech tchilas kol brocha ubrocha v'soif kol brocha ubrocha. The melech say betchile and say besoif. So either others say, because could be a melech is a greater madrege than a Kohen Gadol, so it's Gadol Yoiser, so he needs more Hachno. Or the Ritva wants to say, could be by Melech, there's another Svare, because the Gemara says, Melech Nidain B'chol Yoim. So Memele, the necessity of Hachno is more necessary by a Melech than by a Kohen Gadol. That's why others say the minig used to be by Yomim Naroim Kulonu Kimelochim. Others used to daven the whole Shemayna Esrei B'Shchiya, because that's the Zman of Din, so therefore it requires greater Hachno. Omar, so who said this? This Memre Rab Shimon ben Pazi said, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore. Now we have here, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini, L'didi Mefalsheli Minei de Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, he heard a different memory from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Hedyet, K'moi Shamarnu, Koyin Godel, so the Goyin says, T'chilo V'soif, so he's Moisif, that the Kohen Gadol was Seide Tchil and Seide Seif of Kol Baroche or Baroche. HaMelech Kivin Shekora Shuv Einai Zoykev. Shenema Vayihi Kechalo Shleime Lispalu Komu Lefnei Mizbeach Hashem Mikroya Al Bilkov. That the whole Tvillah was Bishtachavoye. Einai Zoykev Rashi says Ad Sheyigmer. Come if name is Beach Hashem Mikroya Resha de Krav, Ikechalis Moish, Slaimel is Palo, Vahodo Kom Mikroya. Now, since we were speaking about Kriya, so the Bereis explains there's three Oifanim of Hachno. There's Kide, there's Kriya, and there's Ishtachavoye. Tana Rabbonim. Kido Alapayim. The translation of Kida is that the face of the person is Kavush Ba'oretz. And the Gemara in Sukkah and Acholil explains that that was the only chelik of the Guf Ha'odom that was Mashpel himself. The Gemara explains in Sukkah that the Oifen to make Kide is the person leans on the two thumbs of his hands at sheshoyche v'noyshek es haritzpe. So that means mistama all in yonim of kido kriye ishtachavoye are in yonim of his batlus. But the shail is how much of the body one is mevatl. So kide goes on the his batlus horoish. That kida alapayim, the ponim is kavush ba'oretz. Shenema vatikoy basheva apayim oretz. So the ikan nekuda of kida is that the ponim is kavush ba'oretz, tomon ba'oretz. Kriya al birkayim. Kriya starts from the raglayim, that a person is kneeling. Shenema michroya al bilkov. So there the kriya is done with the birkayim, with the knees. Ishtachevo zu pishut yodayim viraglayim. That's a complete hisbatlus of the whole guf. Shenema havoi novoi ani veimcho vaachecho lishtachevois lecho orzo. So the dik is from orzo. Loshein mishtateach mashma. It means the person is spread out completely. Al ha'oretz. Oma Rav Chiye Berei de Rav Hune, Chazine lu labaye verove, de matzli atzluye. Now there's a machlokes harishonim in Megillah, what we are speaking about, and what nekuda we speaking about that abaye verove or matzli atzluye. What does Rashi say? Shenoifl mal pneim ein poishtim yideim veragleim elomotin al tzideim. The halach is as follows. The Gemara says in Megillah that min ha-toire there's an iser, and this is how the Rosh in Megillah learns pshat in Abaye Verove. Min ha-toire there's an iser ishtachavoyo al haritzpe. If there is a floor of ritzpa savonim, and the person is mishtach v'la kodesh bochu, there's a iser diraisa v'ishtach evoy, so that is pishut yodayim v'raglayim al ho ritzpa. That is also min ha-toire. Midarabonon, even without pishut yodayim v'raglayim, it is also osa. That is midrabonon, so that means, but al koponim, the ponim would be, tomun boretz, it's not pishud yadayim raglayim, it could be he's kneeling and he's bending down, but the face is tomun boretz, so that is also midrabonon. In order to take away this isidrabonon, the matzli atzluye, they were mishtachevet, which wasn't an oifen of pishet yodayim v'raglayim, and was motin al tzideyem, So Meile, so this was matter even the Iser Derabonon. That is matter the Iser Derabonon. I says, if we have two things, it's Tartile Tevuse, it's not Pishit Yadayim V'Raglayim, and it's not the Ponov Bo'oretz, Matzli Atzluyei, so that is Mutter. There's another Oifen, that's what we do, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, that's what they spread out papers when the tzibur falls for moedim, or when the tzibur falls b'shas avoide. The union of spreading out the papers is not to make sure that the clothes don't get dirty. The union of spreading out the papers is there's another oifen to be matter hishtachavoye. We said to take away the diaraisa. If it is not pishut yadayim raglayim, it is mutter midat minatera. Midarabonon, it is also. So the second eitzah is, one eitzah is matzli atzluyeh, and if there's no papers, one can do this. As long as the face is not perpendicular to the kalke, it's facing sideways. Another oifen is that there's a dover hamavsik bein ponov lekalke. So memele, so that also is mutar afilu midarabonon. These are two oifanim, how to be matar the isa derabonon, if there is a ritzpah shel avonim. There is another mahalach to explain Abaye v'Rove, and Abaye v'Rove is speaking about another inyan. The Gemara says in Megillah, and this is how the Rif learns pshat in Abaye v'Rove, Ein odom choshuv rashoi liperl alponov, elim keinene ki Yahishua benun. And the Rishalmi explains, k'shu mispalo b'fnei hatzibur u'bishvil hatzibur. It would seem, we see from the Torah and from Nach, we see that there was a special koyach hatfilah of Vayipol Alponov, Vayiplu Alponov, whenever there was a problem by Klal Yisrael, by Adas Koyrech, by the Meraglim, Vayiplu Alponov. That's a gewaldike madrege of tefillah and of his batlas. So the Gemara says, an odom choshev ein odom, if an odom choshev is mispalul al hatzibur and bifnei hatzibur, so unless he's batuach that philosophy will be neneki Yeshua benun, he should not do it. Ein odom choshev shalipel al ponov. So the Riv says, this is Pshat Nabaye Verove, the Matzli Atzluye, when they were mispalo for the Tzibur, it wasn't Al Pneyem, the head was turned to a side, and therefore, so it didn't fall into this category of Odom, of Liper Lalponov. That's the two Mahalchim that the Rishonim say Pshat Nabaye Verove. Tony Chode. Hakeireya behoido hareza mishubach. A person is keireya behoido. Poshit means by moidim, hareza mishubach. Vetanye idoch, hareza megune. That it's not mishubach, it's megune. So the Gemara, so we have a stir on two baraisis. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, ho betchile ho lipsoif. That one Barais is speaking about Bitchile Kireya, in the beginning of Moidim, then it's Meshubach to be Kireya. Holib Soif, Solochei Rodmin Baya Toif Shimcha, Chonol Hoida, it's Megune. Omri Le, Rove Kora Boido Tchile Vesoif. Rove was Kireya Boido Tchile Vesoif. Omri lei rabbonon, amai ko ovid mar hochi. Why were you kereya lebsoif? We learned in the baraisa, hareze megune. And we said that this baraisa is speaking about lebsoif. Omelohu, chazinen le rav nachmen de kora, chazinen le rav sheishis de ko ovid hochi. So Memela, I saw they also do it. So now the Baraisa will, I'll tell you Pshat and the Baraisa soon. But I'll call upon him, I see, find a mention, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. The Rashba asks Akasha that, what's the whole Shakla V'tayi over here? The Sugi started off with a Baraisa, אילו ברכה שאדם שייך בהם באובס תחילה וסייף, ואידו תחילה וסייף. There's an often a ברייסה that says you שייך תחילה וסייף. So, first of all, why did they say that they made a machlokes a ברייסה? So yes, kakasha, and Rove, I saw Rav Nachman did it. There's a ברייסה that says שבי קיירה תחילה וסייף. So because of this kasha, the Rashba brings down two terutzim. Terutz number one is that you're not going to tchila b'sayif. Eile brach shadam shoyche ben ba'oveis u ba'ido. It didn't say in the b'raisa tchila b'sayif. That's one terutz. That's his machiach from why that's where the gemoy the kasha and rove. Then he brings a terutz from the Ravid, that the Ravid said that this Gemara is speaking about one thing and the Gemara before speaking about another thing, and Memela, so we can't bring any Raya from the Baraisa. The Baraisa before is speaking about Haida, Tchila V'Soif, means Moidim. B'Shas you say Moidim, B'Shas the Tzibur says Moidim, and the Shtila Shemin Esra, B'Shas the Shat says Moidim, and the Hoicha Shemin Esra, the Zicher, Adin, Hishtachav, Akriya, Tchila V'Soif. Shaykhat chila v'soif by moedim and by a taif shimcha lochano aloidis. This Gemara, where it says that by heido, we hear here a baraisa, hakeireya boido areza meshubech and areza megune, we are speaking about moedim de rabbonon. The moedim de rabbonon that the tzibur is mishtacheve, b'shas, the shat says moedim of chazores hashat. So this Gemara is a different sugya in Gansen. Is there a din kriya by moedim de rabbonon tchila v'soif? And Rava was kora boido tchila v'soif. And this is the shitas haravid. And the haravid says la halacha that when you say moedim de rabbonon, you moedim anachnu loch, and then by the soif, of moedim, you also kireya. That is Shitas Haravit, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the Shitas Haravit. And he learns that we're speaking about Moedim de Rabbon. Aydes Barais, Vahasanya kireya bohido hareize megune, ahi bohido shebahalo. That's talking about a different haido. That's speaking about a haido of halo. What is Sil Rashi? Chazil Nachman de Korat Chilav Asayif. Vaido da halo, hoidu la Hashem ki toiv. That hoido, that is Meguna. Vosanya kereya, behoido, ubehoido shal halo, la reise Meguna. So you see, we're not speaking about hoido shal halo. Kisanyi, behoido de Birchas Hamozoin. Vakoil Nachman moidim loch. So that hoido is Meguna. But by moidim de Rabbonon, or that is not Megunim. The Rishonim explain, because the Haidah of Halal, there's two translations of Moedim. There's one translation of Moedim, which it's a Loshen Hishtachevoye. There's a Pasuk in Novi, by Hishtacheveisi, but it says by Tziva, and the Targum says Moedina. That's a Losh, so there Hishtachevoye is called Moedim, and that's Moedim Anachnoch, which is a Loshen of Ishtachavoye. And in the other places where it says Moedim, it's a Loshen of Shevach and thanks. So therefore, it is Megune to be Kireya in those Mekaimis. There's a whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, that speaks about this Inyan, where it is Mutter to be Kireya, where it is not Mutter to be Kireya. And then Nishmas, they bring down, even though there's also Loshen Haidos, one should not be Kireya. V'chol Kaime lefonechos ishtacheve, also one should not be Kireya, because that is also a Loshen Shvach. Even the Einoi Oimroi al-Atzmoi, this a Loshen Ataz, El al-Kol ha-Oilom, so that's called Shvach ve-Hilu. So therefore, one should not be, it's Megune if one will be Kireya. By Oleinu when we say, Va'anachnu Kirem Mishtachem Moedim, so then we're speaking about ourselves. So we're speaking about ourselves, so then one is permitted to be Kireya. The Bir Haloche brings down why the minig is by Bochu to be Kireya, Where's there makayer to be kareya by Baruch Hu? So he wants to say, he brings a raya from a posik, the magen giboirim blibes by akashe. What the heter is, on our sugit says, the only heter of kri is dafke by moidim, any other place, which is a loshen shevach, one is not permitted to be kareya. So why by Baruch Hu we're kareya? So he brings a smach from a posik and divrei hayomim. The pasuk says, "Vayomer David l'chol akol bolchu nos Hashem alekeichem, vayivolchu kol akol Hashem alekeiv aveisayim, vayigdu vayistachvu l'Hashem." So it would seem that Bishas saying bolchu, that is a zman of histachavoy. Taisvis kido alapayim umaisikro. And he brings the pasuk. Kido alapayim shemem vatikoid basheva apayim ores. Avol gav da ashkechon nami beinyenache. So Taisus and Megillah explains the kasha as follows. It says apayim ores yishtachvuloch. So it says adaloshon apayim by yishtachevoye. So what? How did the Gemara know that kido is alapayim? It says, Yishtach v'loch, apayim oretz, Yishtach v'loch. Yesh loy medikim lay mekabole dekida al apayim, amai sikro de Messiah. Not the Mekoyres from the Posek, because there are perhaps other psukim that would seem that that Yishtach v'loch is al apayim. Al koponim eises, but there was a kabole, the exact translation of kido, and the Gemara was masmech the Posek. Chazino labaye v'rove de matzli atzliye peirish oyemotim al tzideye. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ha mispalo v'tor. A person was mispalo v'tor and he made a mistake in the tvila. Simin ra loy. So that's a simin ra. V'im shliach tziburu simin ra le sholcho. That's a simin ra for the shluchim. Mnei sheshluchay mishalchov, mnei sheshluchay shel adam kemoisai, is therefore so it's not a good simon for the tzibur. Amru olav al Rav Chanina ben Doise, shoyim mispalol al achaylim, va'omer zechay v'zemeis. The Ben Yehuda says Yizicha didn't say zemeis because bris krusel is posayim that if a person says something he might be meirer. Such an Indian, but he said something that one could understand that it won't be chay al kapon. Amru loy minayin ato yedeya. Amru lahem im shkurat vilosi befi yedeya nishu mekubu. Im lav yedeya nishu meturuf. I could see how the tvila is going, if it's shkure or not shkure. What's the tight shkure? So Rashi says, im shigura. Im sidura tfilosi befi bimrutze. Ve'eine nichsho. Number one, the oifen ha'amire. The oifen ha'amire goes without obstacles. The tongue doesn't get stuck between the teeth and the segeitzach bimrutze. It goes quickly. Number one, utchinosi noivas milibi lp. That means there's a connection from the lave to the pair, and what the lave wants to give out, gaitas from the lave to the pair. Kol ma'ashini chofetz laharich batachnunim, as a gate good, so I know that the tvil is neskabo. Or else, I know shu meturif achoyle. Loshenache, loshen terfen leit filosi befon of kloim, at tvilo shispalu lo olof meturefes, Utruda mimeno ve'eino mikubelos. Ahai, amispalu v'to simin raloi. In which broche is it a simin rav he made a toys? Omer rabchi, omer rav safri, mishimchad devei rebi ba'ovois. So what's the svara of ovois? So Rashi says ba'ovois. Shehu tchiles atfile remesu she'ein chayfetz bo. At the beginning of the tfile, he was tor, so that's, the beginning doesn't start good, so that's a simen, that's a simen ralo.
Ike de master lo bereise. That this memra of Rab Chiya Omar Rav Safra was mentioned on a different inyan. Tzorech sheyechavin es liboy bekulam. Vim eina yochel lechavin bekulam, yechavin es liboy ba'achas. That one lechatchilo should be mechavin es liboy for all the brochas. And if he can't do that, vim eina yochel lechavin bekulam, yechavin es liboy ba'achas. Omar Rab Chiya, Omar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Ve'Rebi Ba'Ovis. Which broche should one make sure to be mechavin? That's the broche of Ovis. That's the din, the broche of Ovis. Agav Uche, I found lessons when we were learning the Gemara. I had asked the Shaila, and I found lessons the Rav Sternbuch brings down the Shaila. We had learned at the end of Tfilas HaShachar, Tav Chof Tesom at Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara calls a Shaila if a Yochid is Mechuyiv to Daven Tfilas Musaf. So the Gemara on Tav Lamedom at Beis, I'm sorry, the Gemara Tav Lamedom at Beis says as follows, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Anira Isi es Rabbianei de Tzoli Vahoder Tzoli. He saw Rabbianei davening Tushimai Nesis. So why did he daven Tushimai Nesis? So Mestoma, it was Musaf, it was the Deiris V'chaiva Musaf. So you see, even though he was davening by Yechidis, that a Yochid also davens Musaf. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zeire, V'dilme mikore le Kivin Data le Besoif Kivin Data. What's the Rai? Maybe he did daven two times Shachis. The first time he wasn't Mechavan, the second time he was Mechavan. So the Rishonim, Afanot, the Rabbeinu Yoine and the Rosh say that, what's Shat the first time he wasn't Mechavan? So Vaistois, that if he wasn't Mechavan the first time, he have to daven again. So they say it is speaking about that he wasn't Mechavan by others. They bring down our Gemara. Our Gemara says you have to be Mechavan by Ovis. And here we have a Gemara if a person wasn't Mechavan, he has to daven over again. So it's speaking about he wasn't Mechavan by Ovis. So I asked the Kasha, if he wasn't Mechavan by Ovis, so why did he daven? He davened to Shemayne Esrei. So he should have started davening right away. He wasn't Mechavan by Ovis, he should have gone back. So then when we learned the Gemara, I had a Kasha. I didn't know what that is. A few days ago, I found Rav Sternbuch brings down this Ha'ore, and he says, you see from this Gemara, Amoyre de Kechidish. He says that there's Tfilah and there's Tfilah Bekavone. If he wasn't Mechavan by Ovis, he was Yaitse Mitzvah Tfilah. He wasn't Yaitse Mitzvah Tfilah Bekavone. He has to daven over again, but you don't stop there. Amoyre de Kechidish. You finish davening, and then you daven over again to daven Tfilah Bekavone, but it's snapshot like, I mean, other things we had, if you make a toys, you go back, you forgot Askore, the same Talamota, you go back. Here, this is called a tefillah, but he wasn't Yaitzim, it's a tefillah by Kavonos, he has to daven over again. But he brings the Raya from this Gemara. Amru Olav al Rab Chanine ben Doise, that he was able to be margish, how the tefillah went, to know on the Kabbalah Satvila. Minohani Mili, where do we see such a Giloy and such a Skula? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi di Omakro. In the Posek it says like this. Boirei niv svosoyim sholoim sholoim la rochek vala koriv. Omar Hashem urefosiv. So what does Rashi say? Boirei niv svosoyim. So niv means dibur. That's why a Navi is called a Navi, because his purpose is to, he's an ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He relates what the Rotzen Hashem to Klal Yisrael. A Navi Abal is also called a Navi because he also said over in Yonim. So Boirei niv svosoyim kshaniv bori ba'odom. If the dibur is going good, it's going healthily, oz muftach ala sholim. Then is muftach heistis boirei nivsvosayim. The nivsvosayim is bori sholim sholim larochi kolkov omar Hashem arufosif. Omar Rab Chiya bar Abba, omar Rab Yechanan. Kol ha-neviim kulam leinis nabu elo lemeisi bitoi letalmud chochem. that all the Nevi'im were only the Tanugim, that the Nevi'im were Nisnabe, the Tanugim which the Nevi'im were able to be Masig, was only on the schar of someone who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chochem, or he does business for the Talmud Chochem, so that the Nevi'im were able to be Masig. Aval Talmidei Chachomim Atzmon, Ayin Loiroasa Likim Zuloscha Yasa Lamachakalei. The schar that a Talmud Chochem alone will be zeichet to have, that the Nevi'im weren't able to be Masig, Ayin Loiroasa Likim Zuloscha. I saw the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a Kunteris Eitz Pri, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan asks Amoira de Kikashe. From this Gemara we see the Mahane Talmud Chochem and the Chosov, it's a Gora Fein Ezach, and the Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im were Misnabe on this Inyan, but that doesn't come to a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem Ayin Leirosa. So yes, Sakashe, in Yeredei, in Simen Reish Samach, it says, Im maspik lacherem holoimdim, teichoshev loy kilu hu ba'atzmai loimit. No, if in Shulchan Aruch it says, teichoshev loy kilu hu ba'atzmai loimit, so it's the same. You can't make, there's no prejudice. The Talmud Chochem Atzmai, I'm also learning. Kashe 1, Kashe 2, Rashi in Chumash brings down that the Torah was magdim zvulin li yisocha lefisha teirosei sho yisocha yidei zvulin. So fakert, zvulin is more choshev than yisocha, because the Torah of yisocha comes through zvulin. So higdim, and here it says that's there. Dosh teitach fakert talmud chochem atzmai. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that there are two inyonim. There's one inyan that without the tmiche of the taimer, he couldn't learn in Gamsen. So memele, he's misaviv, he makes that he should be the Talmud Chacham. He's creating the taimer. Toirosoi shel yisochar aydei zvulun bo. That means without zvulun, there wouldn't be any Torah. So memele, he brings about the Torah of yisochar. So that's so. So the limud of Yisachar is miyuches to zvulin. So there, it's mamish shove b'shove. But if you have a case, here we have something else, and that's in this amoyre de kediyuk. Mahane talmud chacham in the chosav. That means he's a talmud chacham already. Not your tmiche made him for a talmud chacham. Without your tmiche, it'd be impossible for him to be a talmud chacham. He's a talmud chacham. There's a Talmud Chochem, Segeitem Shver de Panose, Mahane Talmud Chochem, Minechoso. That's a Gewaldik Ezach. But that is, since he wasn't Misaviv, that he should become a Talmud Chochem, then it is not the same Schar like the Talmud Chochem. The Emerson, there's a Meire de Ketshuvis HaRajbe. The Rajbe in Chelik Hay says that, he explains, why is there a din of bro mezake abe? Why is there such a din, bro mezake abe? So the Rajbe says also the same thing. Because if a person is zeichet to a child, and the child is an oived Hashem, who is the misaviv that this oived Hashem should be on the world? It's the father. So memele, so this chusim of the ben, on the siaches to the av, that's a taich bro mezake abe. There's a Meiridike Sefer Chasidim, which says Pshat in the Mishnah Bob Metzia. This is Mamish, like Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. The Mishnah in Bob Metzia says as follows: Aveidas Oviv, Aveidas Raboy, Aveidas Raboy Kedemes. Because Oviv mevi elachay olam hazeh, the Rabbi mevi elachay olam abo. So the Sefer Chasidim says, that's dafke if the Rebbe teaches him this. But if the father is footing the bill, so then the father is the rabbi. So then Yemarzer Avedas Oviv. And if there's a third person that's footing the bill, you have a Yidine that's footing the bill, so you have Avedas Oviv, Avedas Rabbi, and this Yidine, she's the rabbi. because the rabbi only came about through this person who's taimach the rabbi, so that's called the rabbi. So that's these two in yonim. Here it's talking about Mahane Talmud Chochem in the Chosov. Pshat is that he is already a Talmud Chochem, name is Mahane. There, the Talmud Chochem, there's a din ayin le'ros ha'lekim zulosha. Va'oma Rabchiyah Barabe, Oma Rab Yechanan. Kol ha'neviyim kulon lo'y nisnabu elo limayis ha'mashiach. Aval oylam habo ayin le'ros ha'lekim zulosha. Upligid is Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein bein ha'olam azeli mois ha'mashiach elo shibud malchiyos bilvad shenema kelo yechdal evyoin mikerev ha'oretz." V'omer Rab Chiya Barabe, Omer Rab Yochanan. Kol anevim kulon leinisnabu elo lebalei tshuva. The nevuah of the nevim was only for a bal tshuva. Avot tzadikim gemurim. Ayin leiroaso lekim zulosho. Upligid the Ravabo, the Omer Ravabo, Mokaim shebalei tshuva oimdim, tzadikim gemurim einom oimdim. Ravabo said that balei tshuva are greater than tzadikim gemurim. Perhaps it's kedai to say over, there's a chavis alvovis in shar hatshuva that explains this gemore. And the Chavis Havavis says as follows. The Chavis Havavis is in Peirik Ches Shar HaTshuvah. And he says as follows. Im Yishtave Hashov Im HaTzadik. Does a person who do Tshuvah, is he equivalent to a Tzadik? Is he less than a Tzadik? Is he more than a Tzadik? So the Chavis Havavis says as follows. Oymar, I'll tell you. Ki yesh min ha-shovim she-yishtave acher ha-tshuva im ha-tzadik asher lo-ichota. There are other shovim which are equivalent to a tzadik. U-mehem mi she-yesh lo yisrein al ha-tzadik. There are other bali tshuva that are better than a tzadik. And that will bring down our gemore. U-mehem mi she-yesh lo tzadik yisrein al of afo pishe shov. And there's a third case that a tzadik is more choshuv than a Baal Tshuva. And he explains all three cases. Ubiyar achele karishin hu, such a case. Sheyia hachoyte b'kitzuroi b'mitzvah sasei she'ein b'ikores. The person did a chet, he was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. Kitzitzes uchelulev uchesuke v'adoymelose. So he was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. V'kasha yoshuv ha-mekatzel behem b'liboy u'bolshoynoy. When he'll do tshuva on these bitl mitzvahs asay, v'yishtadol lasay soy. So now he's mekabel on himself to do these mitzvahs. V'lo yishane kitzuroy. He will not repeat that what he was mekatzel on these mitzvahs. He won't repeat it. Yimchay loy ha-boyre. So the Rebbein Shalom will be meichel him on this bitl mitzvahs asay. V'yishtave im ha-tzadik asher lo-kitzur behem. So he's equivalent to the tzadik. Och b'chmoize nemar, in this case, by a bitl mitzvah sasei, nemar ha-shov min ha-cheit kimi shel lo-ichoto. So, the koyach of tshuva makes his kilo lo-ichoto, he never was mevatel anything. V'omu razal over al mitzvah eser she'ein bo koris v'osu tshuva ein izoz mim koimoy ad she'moichlem loy she'nem ha'shuva elai v'shuva aleichem. So he says it's equivalent to, in such a case, he's equivalent to a tzaddik. I don't know if this chavis avovis is a stire to the balatanya nigeres ha'tshuva. The Balatanya Nigeres HaTshuva brings a Maima Chazal, Mu'uves lo yuchal iskoin, zeh mevatel krishme shachis v'arvis. That if a person was once mevatel krishme shachis v'arvis, it cannot be repaired. He can't be misakin it. It's far fallen. So he says, and he asks the stira, here it says that if a person did tshuva an a esse, is meichlen loy. So the shayla is, how do these two things stim? So, if I'm not mistaken, the Balatanya Nigeres Hatshuva says as follows. In every mitzvah, there are two chalokim. One chalik is, let's say he did not learn Krishna. So there's an avla why he didn't learn Krishna. He was supposed to learn Krishna, he didn't learn Krishna. And the chalik ha'avla, and the chalik ha'mered, not doing Rotzen Hashem, and that a iser asay or a bitl mitzvah asay is kal if he does tshuva is meichlum loy. So on this chalik of the merida betzivu Hashem, tshuva alone helps. But there's another inyan. Every mitzvah comes with tikkunim that a person is zoiche to accomplish. A person does a mitzvah, he accomplishes something. That is, if a person was mevatel krishma shachis va'arves, afilu he does tshuva, he won't be nenesh on the bitl mitzvah saseh. But lemaisa to say that he has the kiyum of the bitl mitzvah saseh, that one cannot say. The kiyum he thought doesn't have. So memele, so it's very, I really don't know if this is like the chayvis alvavis, because the chayvis alvavis says, by a bitl mitzvah saseh, V'yishtave im ha-tzadik asher le-kotzabem. It's not mishtave. They're not the same. The tzadik lemaisa has the schar for all the mitzvahs he did. And he, even though he won't be nenash, but how can you say it's yishtave? Basically, that I don't know if there's a machlokes or some other shtim. Al kolponim, that's not really negeya asugye. V'achelik ha-sheni. Now he comes to asugye. V'hu sheyesh loy boy yisroin hashov al tzadik. That a person who did tshuva is greater than a tzadik. Bir ze. How could that be? The mashal mutzitzich. I mean, what's a tzadik is indict? A tachdish is indict. And the bal tshuva is bigger. So he says, sheyia hashov chet. He's doing tshuva on a chet. Achet koten v'mitzvus loisase she'ein b'ikores. He was either achet she'ein b'ikores. V'achar kach, and afterwards, shof mimeno tshuva shleima b'chol tenoeho. After he did this chet, he did tshuva on this chet. And the tshuva was, v'som avoynoi lo mosoi. The oven that he did, chatosi negdi somit, v'noichach ponov. He wasn't Messiah Das of the Chet, Umevakesh Tomit Hamachilolov. He's asking the Rabbi Nishlom Mechila, V'nichlam Miboshtoi Me'aboirai. And he's ashamed of what he had done. V'nichnas Beliboi Hamoire Me'onshoi. And the Pachad of the Onshei Achet entered him. V'nishbero Navshoi. And he's ganz not zerbrochen, alev nishbo venitke. Vohu nichnal vishofel if neyelikim tomit. And now he's a gewaldike nichna, because what he had done, he realizes the magnitude of a chet, and he's gewaldik zerbrochen. So the Chayvus Avodah says, vohoyo chetoi, this chet was asibe lichni osoi, the chet brought about that he should be a nichne, vishtadlusay lefroya choyves aboyre, and now he feels so bad, now he has to pay up his choyves, lo yizgoy bimumi memaisayu watoiv, now realizing what he had done, the avla that he had done, the chet that he had done, so he's not misgoy on the good things that he had done, v'lo yar bebeinov, v'lo yispoir boy, v'yishomar b'sharis yomov min ha-michshel. Now he's very careful, he el senduch gefallen. Choytei zeh, this choytei, hu sheyesh lo yisroin ala tzadik shelo yichota ha-cheta hu v'adayim aloi. This choytei is greater than a tzadik. Why? Ki ha-tzadik ein betuchim boy shelo yizgoy. A tzaddik who never was nichshel in achet. So everything is going good. What ensures the tzaddik that in time he won't become a balgaive? V'yigvali boy, v'yorem b'maseyu. There'll be his chayme mesanefesh, and he'll feel, oh, he never did achet, he's a sholem. Ukvar nema, it was said, ki yesh chet, Shemoyel leshav yaiser mikol tzitzkai satzadik. It is possible that a chet should accomplish and help more a person who did tshuva on the chet from all the tzedakis that a tzaddik did. V'yesh tzedakah, there's amol a tzedakah a mitzvah. That means even though b'derech klal, we say aveire geireres aveire, a mitzvah geireres mitzvah, but there's a yaitzim in a klal. There could be a chet that made a ma'apeche and that helped to shove yaitzim he called tzitzkei satzadik. V'yesh tzedakah, amol, there could be a mitzvah, a person can do a tremendous mitzvah, Shemazekes litzadik yoisa mikol chatois hashov. That's mazik the tzadik more than all the chatois that the shov did. Kshayifna liboy minachniye. If this tzedok, if this mitzvah will make him ois nichna, vidovak begaive, ubechayne fiyavis hashvach, fakelp. The mitzvahs that he did could bring him now, fakelp, people respect him. And he enjoys that they respect him. So for Kel, so these mitzvahs can make a gewaldike ba'pecha. K'moisha omar echod min ha-tzadikim le-talmidov. One of the tzadikim told his talmidim, Ilu loy hoyo lochem ovoin hoyisi mefachid alechem. If you wouldn't have had any averis, I'd be afraid. Mimashu godel minovim. Baruch Hashem, you have averis. I have nothing but to worry about. If you wouldn't have averis, I'd be in a tremendous fear. Amru loyu mahu godel minovim. What's worse than an oven? Amru lehem hagayve vahachayne. Ubishov kozeh. Amru razal bemokeim shebalei tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yechaylem v'neibal tshuva. He says, if the person was over averes k'doylois mi mitzvahs loisase, sheyesh bo misa b'day odom, or v'kores, or misa b'day shemayim, k'chilu shabbos, ishvu shekel, and then he did tshuva. So he says, so he says, even though he did tshuva and there was yisurim, al koponim, Hatzadik shloi ovar eilu averis yesh lo yisrein ala shov mehem beli sofik. It seems the kilkul and the pgam that come about through such an avere of misa bidei odom or misa bidei shamayim, this one cannot say that he can be greater than a tzadik. That's how the chayvis havovis loim pshat na gemore. The goyin wants to say pshat na gemore, that because Betzim it's very schwer, Busat the Tzadik is indict. The Goyin says that sometimes the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings about a michshul for a Tzadik in order that he should have the mitzvah of tshuva also. Betzim we find that Gemara Lehoya David Roy Lehoisei Maise Ela Lehoireis Tshuva Leyochid. The Alshech HaKodesh says Pshat in this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? That normally a tzaddik deserves Shmire. The Alshech HaKodesh brings down a Gemara in Kedushin that the Satan once came to Rabbi Kiva and he told him, Il molei machizen olecho b'ashamayim, that we shouldn't shepherd with you, I will take care of you also. But you have protection. I can't do my job. A tzaddik is zeiche to a certain amount of protection bischus tzidkoisov. Sometimes this protection is taken away, and for a purpose, that was the maisa by David. Like, hoya David roi loise maisa. His chusim should have helped him that he should have been able to be misgaba over the nisoyin. But the schusim were taken away, lohirish tshuve liyochid, al koponim, so sometimes a tzaddik is putting a matzav on the nesoyin in order. That means it's not muchach that he should be nichshal, but it's very difficult that he shouldn't be nichshal. And the purpose is that he should do tshuva, then he'll have, over the other tzaddik, he'll have the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say that we're speaking about someone who does tshuva me'aveh, So he has with him the schar of all avaynosov nasuk ezachiyah. So all these mitzvahs the tzaddik doesn't have. So he has these mitzvahs also. That's what he wants to say. But Al Kaponim, let me just tell you a goin. The goin, the Mishlei says that even though Chazal said by tshuva mehave davoynis is neshaper lezochias, he says the Yetzahara tells the person the bigger the oven is, the bigger the schus is. He says at kan divrei hayetzah. It's not true. It's not that way. The bigger the oven, the smaller the schus. Even though neshaper lezochias, but it's there's no maila to have big avoynis. It doesn't work that way. Al Kaponim, let's go further. Shenema shalom shalom larochik lakori larochik bereishe v'hada lakori. So we see that the rochik is closer to the shalom than the kori. Rabbi Yechonin Omar Loch. Rabbi Yechonin is the one that said fakir that tzadikim gemurim are better than bali tshuve. My rochik shaya rochik midvar aveira mikori. That's the rochik. That he was rochik from Avera, that's a tzaddik gomer. That's a tzaddik gomer. O my korev, shoye korev ledvar Avera, v'nischachik mimenu hashta. My ayin loy roso. Now we're speaking about that this is a schar that the Nevi'im were not zoiche to be masik. Ayin loy roso lekim zulosko. What is this? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ze yayin hamishumer banovov misheshes shimei bereshes. Exactly what this is, it's difficult to understand. This is Misisrei Teire, but the Tzlach and the Ben Yehoda say that Yaina Meshuma Banovov, Rashi in Shirashirim, and the Posik, Yeshekaini Mineshikei Spiu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Me Yoyin. So Rashi says, Yoyin goes on the Seidei Sateire. Yain is gematri yisoid. So they explain that the Torah that we have now, the Torah al kaponim by the luchas shniyos, this is only, even the soides haTorah is only a fraction of the pnimiyos haTorah, which we can now be masik. Yain ameshumer banovov, that means this is a Torah that afilo wasn't nizgala to the Nevi'im. And this is the Yaina Meshuma Banovov Misheshe Shimei Bereshis. Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeini Yomar Ze Eden Shloi Sholta Boy Ein Kol Berye. This is Eden. Shema Toima Odom Arishan Heicha Hoyo. How can you say that no one saw it? Odom Arishan. Began. Odom Arishan was begun. Vishema Toima Hu Gan Hu Eden. Talmud Leimer, v'nar yoytze me'eden lahashkes es agan, gan lechud ve'eden lechud. Rashi, loy nisnabu atoivis v'anachomis ein loy rosa, loy niris v'loy niglis l'shum novi. Rochik shei rochik kol yomov min aveira dahein etzadik me'ekori. Tana Rabbana, Maise Shecholo Bnoi Sheram Gamliel. Shogar Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Eitzel Rab Chanina Ben Doise, Levakesh Olav Rachmin. Kiven Shero Oysom, so before they came, Olo Laliye Ubikesh Olav Rachmin. Biridosoi Oma Lahem Lechu Shalcholtzosoi Chama. And so when they came, before they had a chance, it seems he had known already, he realized that they were coming to be Mevakesh Rachmim on the Bnei Sharam Gamliel. So he told them, you can go. The fever left him already. Omru loy v'chi novi ate, omru lehen loy novi anoichi, v'loy ben novi anoichi, al kach mekublani, im shkura tfilosi b'fi, yoidei ani shehu mekubal. I can tell how the tefillah is said. V'im lav yedei ani shehu meturav.
Yashvu v'kosvu v'kivnu oisa sho. They wrote down when this was. Shabu Aitzalam Gamliel Omalam Avoide Lechesartem Lechesartem Elakacho Yamaise Mamish Boise Sho Cholzosei Chama Vesho Lono Mayim Lishtois. Why Rabbi Chanina ben Doise did not wait till they came to ask him? So the Ben Yehuda wants to say could be he was afraid that it might be on the soil of Yuara that they're going to ask him to be Mispalo, so that's why he wanted to avoid that. Or a second reason, he says, everything that is begolui is olo that an ayin hore should be shoylet on the inyan. So therefore, before they came, he was mispalal already that they shouldn't, that it shouldn't, it should be done benista. Rishuv maise b'Rab Chanina ben Doise, shaholach lumay toira eitzel Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. He learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chol abnoi shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Om aloi, Chanina b'ni vakesh olav rachmim. So he told Rabbi Chanina to be mevakesh rachmim on his son. V'yichye. Heiniach roishoi ben Birkov ubikesh olav rachmim v'choya. Om a Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, il molai hitiach ben Zakkai es roishi ben Birkov. If I would do the same thing, kola yoim kuloi loi hoyu mashgichem olo. Omro loi ishtoi, so his wife heard him. The moral of the story is you shouldn't say such things when the wife is around. But al kaponim, she heard him. V'chichanine godol mimcha. She was all the time, he was a koiling man learning, and now she finds out that, that Chanine is bigger than him. The Ben Yoyada asks, why didn't she ask him before? Why didn't she ask him when he called Rabbi Chanina ben Doise to be mispalo? So then she was down lekavsrus. She thought Mistama the child was very sick, so he didn't have a ruiging cup, so he couldn't daven. So Mameli asked Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, but now he himself said it. He said, "Ulmoli etir ben Zakkai es roishi ben Birkov kol hayem kulo yom eshgichem olov." So Mameile she asked him, "V'chichanina godol mimcha?" Omar loy la, "Elohu doime ke'eved lifnei hamelech, v'ani doime ke'sar lifnei hamelech." There are few biurim in this Gemara. The Dubna Magid in Parshas Vayechi wants to say that an eved, his whole responsibility is only on his own actions. So Mameile, Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, when he's mispalo, the only kitrig is on his maisim. On his maisim, he takes care of his maisim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the tsar. He was the manig of Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned, by the, when Rabbi Yochanan, Cholo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nichnesu Talmidov, when the Talmidim came in to be Mevaki, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he started to cry. And the Talmidim asked him why he's crying, so he told the Ganser Cheshbri doesn't know what's going to happen with him. So the Chassam Sofer says, why did he start to cry when the Talmidim came in? So he says, because he knew on his peckle he had taken care of himself. But the Achrayis to the Klal were the did he accomplish what he should have accomplished with his Talmidim, that he didn't know. Nichnesu Talmidav Ischilu Lifkais. So he says, Asar has a much greater achrayis. The avoinis haklal lay on the shoulders of the sar. So Mamela, when I daven, they say, Mekuktaf Andosh, I can't say I accomplished what I was supposed to accomplish. Therefore, the tefillah was, therefore, I would know, Lehoyu Mashgichen Alai. That's how the Dubna Magid learns Pshat. The Goyin and the Ben Yoyada, both of them say that the Shaila was Rabbi Chanina ben Doise greater than you in Torah? So he said, no, in Torah I'm greater than him. That means he called himself Asar. He was Hasar HaTorah. In Torah he was greater. But an Eved in the Avodas HaTfilah, Rabbi Chanina ben Doise Faker, that was the Goyin in Esther, Megillus Esther says, just like there were Chasidim or Rishonim, who the Ikar Avoida was in Avoida Satfile,
In Avoidus Atfila, he was talking, that was his Avoidah. He was the, there was Aaron and Moshe. Aaron was the Amud, Tzloisen the Yisrael, the Targum Yonis and Benazil says, the Amud Avoidah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Amud Atayre. In Avoidah, that was his Tavkit. And Ben Yehuda says, a Knaich. He says, we have to understand that Rab Chanina ben Doise, who had such a schia that the tefillah was baldness kabel, so he says, if we have the kavonis of the Arizal b'shas tefillah, so Rab Chanina ben Doise had much more kavonis than the Arizal had. So he says, these kavonis, a person has to be rogel in them. That means, I licked in those, so then the tefillah is said, mitoich, As Rashi says that the tefillah flows from the lave, and it meant not only the words, it meant with the kavonis in Yehudim, which Rab Chanina ben Doise had. These kavonis in Yehudim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaki was not rogel in these inyonim. So memele, he had the koyach ha-teire, but this koyach ha-tefillah he didn't have. But so the shaila was, in Torah he's not greater than me. About Kaponim and the Koyach HaTvile, who doy me ke'eved lifnei melech, and he doy me ke'sa lifnei melech. Ba'omar Rab Chiya Barabe, Omar Rab Yochanan, al yispalel odom ele bebayis sheyesham chaloynis. One should daven in a bayis when where there are windows, shenema v'kaven psichim lei, there were windows, and the inyan of windows is, what does Rashi say? Let's see, we skipped a few Rashis. Lechasaltem Shah, no, the previous Rashi, Cholzosoi Chamo Sholfosoi. It left him. Nitlo Migufoi HaChamo, the fever left him. Hu Acholi HaKoitchoi, Cholzosoi Loshen Cholat Mehen. Lechasaltem Shah ke'eved ben bayis nichnas v'yoytzei shaloi bershus kesal lifnei melech sheine rogel lovei lefonov. Chaloinei shegoyr meloi sheyechaven liboi shu mistakel klapei shamayim v'liboi nichna. So the chaloinei bring about hachno b'shas tefillah. Omar Rav Kohane Chotzif Olai Mande Matzli Bibikse. A person who is mispalel in a open place, so that's a chutzpah, Bibiko. Rashi says, Kishu Bemokim Fnius Chola Olav Amos Melech Viliboy Nishbar. But like this, if he, in an open place, so it's missing the atmosphere for hachno, so the tefillah is not said with so much hachno. V'omar Rav Kahane, chotzif alay man de mefore shchete, shenema ashrei nesui pesha kesui chato, it is better when a person is mechase dechet. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that chotzif alay over here, he wants to say that people used to come and tell him their chatoim. Tahiel was also a chutzpah. Why do you have to tell me you did it? Tell me someone else did it. They asked you an eitzah. But you should be mefarshit that alone, that a person speaks about it, that alone is makt in the chaymer hachet. Let us see Taisus. Yechaven liboy ba'achas mehem, al kaponim ishi b'mechaven by one of the tvilis, v'hod amrinim b'soif peirek tvilis ha'shach, al oylam yimedodim datim yochel lechaven yispalo v'imlav al yispalo, yesh lefarish hosam nami ba'achas mehem, the ikir is always. Chotzif alay man de matzli b'bikso, v'im toime hoksi v'yeitze yitzhak losuach basoda, so we see that Yitzhak was mispalo b'soda, yesh loime de hosam mairi b'hara meiria. Kedemrine b'psochim pei ke'ishe, loy ke Yitzhak shekorei sode, so hara meiria, the mokim ha-makudish, that wasn't really a sode. Inami bikse de hoche mairi bibika be mokim sheregilim b'nei odom lavel v'hulchei drochim. It's a place that is not mesugu for kavonas ha-tfile. Kisui chato v'taime, lefisha oz mizbayish al cheta. If a person is not mefarsim de chet, so he's ashamed of it. Aval imeforish chatov, doime she'enay mizbayish olof. If he has the guts to speak about it, so it seems doesn't bother him so much. Amrinu leel perikame, kalaisa dova mizbayish, moichlan loy miyad.